The last time we talked, we had left off, I think it was Massachusetts, and it was, I guess in about the 40s, when we talked that you had been on relief and that you had not worked during that time, that you had, your son had been in the hospital and everything. When did he come back from the hospital?
He came back in the... I believe it was in 42. I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It was in the 40s anyway, the early 40s. Mm-hmm. And he went in there in 1932.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then he was in there for 11 years, so you figure it out.
Okay, when, I guess the next time you worked was in the shipyard then?
Yeah, okay. I went to the shipyard. That was during the war.
Okay, had the war started when you worked there?
Yeah.
So, when the war first broke out, say, in Pearl Harbor, or whatever, you were not yet working then. You were still...
I was, where was I working? I forget where I was working. 1942. Oh, no, I thought it was the box factory, but I guess it wasn't. No, that was World War One. It might have been down at the donut place or the cleaners. I used to work at the Cleanorama, you know, I used to fold shirts and then I'd, if people come in, I'd have to give them up their orders and everything like that, I think that's when it was. And then I went to the shipyard and I worked there, I went in 42. I worked there a year, and then I went to California, and then I worked there for a while, and then I went back to Massachusetts, because I went there, stayed there for a year because I couldn't find a house. We were living in a tent up there, Arlington, that's right next to Riverside, and it was so hot, and one day the tent blew down, and I said, well, this is it. And the day that I was to leave, well, somebody told me they had a house, and I said, well, it's too late now, because I was all ready to go. So we left.
But back in Massachusetts, and before you went to work in the shipyard, you worked at a donut place?
Yeah. Mr. Donut.
And what did you do there?
Well, I used to fill the donuts, and I would wait on customers.
So, do you remember roughly when that was? I mean, was that at the beginning of the war time, or?
Oh, no, it was, that was way after the war, I'm pretty sure. But I can't think what I was doing. Oh, I don't think I was doing anything. No, I wasn't working, I was at home. And then when the war broke out, and they wanted women, so then I went and I got a job there. And I got off the relief then, see. And I worked the shipyard.
How did you hear about the job at the shipyard?
Oh, well, they had it in the papers, in the newspapers. And then, of course, there was a lot of talk about it. So I went down, and we're supposed to be, I guess it was 25 years old, no older. And I was around 40. And but the boss told me not to say anything, so I didn't. And the fellas resented the girls working me, you know, every time we'd go out, why, they'd have something to say. So my boss used to walk us girls out every night, you know, so that they wouldn't bother with us. And I was a welder's marker, but I had to take up welding, you know, first. And some of the fellas there, they thought that put one over on me, see, and they tried to tell me what size weld and everything it was. And I said, oh, no, it's a 3/16, and they were trying to tell me it was a 5/16 or something like that. And, I got in an awful argument, and I didn't know it, but there was a bunch of guys gathering all around and taking it all in, and there were some bosses there. So the boss took real interest in me, and he says, I'd like to know who she's working for, mm-hmm. because he'd like to have me work with him, because I wouldn't let the guys put anything over on me, see. And I took out my little black book, and I showed him. I said, well, I know what it's supposed to be. And so he thought I would turn and market what he wanted, see. Of course, the bigger the well, the more money they'd get. Mm-hmm. And when I looked around, I saw everybody looking and listening. Oh, I felt embarrassed. So anyway, he got in touch with my boss, and he wanted me to see if I could work with him. And he said, oh, no. He said, she's one of my best workers. I wouldn't let her go. He said, well, boy, I wish all the women were like her, because we wouldn't let the guys get away with it. And what the fellas used to do, they'd take the welding rod, and they would stick it into where the weld's supposed to be, and then they'd just go over it with a little welding to cover it up. But it caused a lot of damage because some of the bolts were sinking. That would break open, see. And anyway, they found out that the women did a better job than the men, and of course the men resented it. Yeah.
When you you first heard about this job in a newspaper, and then you how far did you live from where?
Oh, not far. I could walk to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where were you living at that time?
I was living in I guess this is in East Plymouth. No, I'm pretty sure it's in North Weymouth. Let me see. No, I guess it was up in East Weymouth. Yeah, it was up in East Weymouth that I was living.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far. Well, there's East Weymouth, North Weymouth, South Weymouth, and Weymouth, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in all of them except South Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fellow that he used to be my landlord. So he'd stop by and pick me up and take me to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was working at nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then at first I was working daytimes. But then I figured I'd rather work nights than have the kids go to school, you know. I didn't want them to be alone
mm-hmm.
when they come home from school.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I worked on that midnight shift. So then I knew I'd have them all in bed before I left. And they wouldn't get up until the morning when it was time to go to school.
When you were working at the, you went into work at the shipyard, you say you carpooled, I guess, in or shared a ride with your landlord?
Yeah.
And do you remember, like, going in to apply with what that procedure was like?
Oh. Well, we went in, and I had to go in, and, of course, they ask you all kinds of questions and everything. And they give you,
What kind of questions?
What work I had done and things like that, if I'd had any experience. Of course, I knew we had no experience working in a shipyard because women had never worked in a shipyard before. But they taught us what to do. See, I started out welding. See, I had to go to the school there to weld.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put me on as a welder's marker. And then from there, that was in the steel mill. And then I was supposed to go out on the ships.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a chance to either go on the ship or have the job as a matron
mm-hmm.
in the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started making the coffee,
mm-hmm.
selling coffee and donuts.
So you started out without any experience, and they looked at your application. Did they make you take a physical or anything?
Oh, yeah, we had to have a physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had to have, oh, was that North America? Oh, North American, we had to have a thorough physical, you know. But down there, the shipyard, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they give us a physical, but it's just a minor one, you know, nothing.
And then did been, had many women been working there before you? Oh.
No, we all started in about the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you were saying that you went through a training period.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A welding school?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember roughly how long that was?
Oh, I guess I only went a week or two, and then I was right on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So some of the training was on the job while
Yeah.
Did you, you worked in a mill then, first year thing?
It was a steel mill.
Uh-huh.
It's a great big building, and that's where they assemble mm-hmm. ships and things. I was at the Bethlehem Steel
uh-huh.
at the Hingham Shipyard.
Yeah. The Hingham Shipyard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so they put you through the training.
Oh, yeah.
And then there were about how many people
in
your area?
Oh, well, there's a lot. I couldn't tell you how many there were. But, of course, I was working as a marker. I was the only one marking at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to go around and mark all the size of the wells on the bulkheads. And the bulkheads would be laying flat, and then of course when they're all welded, then they attach it to the bulkhead, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the ship. So I liked it. It was something different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You were inside a steel mill type place first, where they did the parts that then went onto the ship.
Yeah.
What was that like? What was the building like?
It was just a plain, big steel building,
uh-huh.
and it was rather long. They said it was the largest one in the country.
Uh-huh.
In fact, somebody said in the world,
uh-huh.
the biggest steel mill they ever had.
Uh-huh.
But it was awful cold in the winter. Oh, that's why I had to wear so many clothes.
Now, could you tell me again what you would wear?
Well, I wore two or three pair of pants. And a couple of shirts and sweaters and coats.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked real roly-poly, short and fat. And then when we had that dance, and of course when I went in to work, we brought our clothes there and changed there to go into the dance. And nobody knew me because I was so small. They said, oh my God, she's a little tiny one. So we went into Boston, and we had a nice time, a big dance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I had to wear those clothes because it was so cold.
Had you ever worn pants before that?
No.
Was it your first time?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I felt terrible, but I couldn't help it. But see, you have to wear pants there. You couldn't wear dresses.
Uh-huh.
No. No. And one time I was up on top of a bulkhead, and some fellow or something spit on it, and I slipped. And, oh, I raised the devil about it. So, of course, they had me on, what was it? It wasn't the Union, but it was something else. I can't think of it now.
What did it
do? Oh, well, I was in charge of something there. I can't think of the name of it. It'll come to me when I'm not thinking of it. And, anyway, we had this meeting, and I told them what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that the fellows couldn't be spitting around like they've always done. There's women working around there now.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was Stewart, the shop steward.
But was with the union then?
Yeah, the shop steward, yeah.
So you, to backtrack a little, you had to wear pants. What other kinds of... Did you have to wear special shoes or anything?
We have to wear, what do you call them? They had some kind of a toe.
Steel toes?
Steel toes, you had to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And have to wear a hat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did,
of course, with the welding, you'd have to wear goggles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, one day, I was working around, and one girl, she had some paint, and she dropped it, and the paint went into my eyes. And, I had an awful time. They had to take me to the hospital. They thought I was going to go blind. But, she felt terrible. I said, well, it was an accident. You know, she couldn't help it. But, did it burn. Yeah. paint.
Did you, when you first joined, do you remember at all what kinds of wages you were making?
I kind of think, I don't know, it's $57 or something like that. It wasn't too much. Of course, the women didn't get as much as the men.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the women did a better job than the men did. Mm-hmm. And after a while, they got, you know, a raise.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what I had, you know, and I saved all my tech stubs. And then when I came back to California here, same as with North America, and I had all them, and I destroyed them. I said, well, I won't need them again. But I wish I had kept them. I can't think just exactly how much it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you, you mentioned also that you were paid, though, you think, less than the men were paid?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said you started out on a day shift.
Yeah. But I didn't work there long in the day shift. Then I went on night shift.
Mm-hmm. See? Do you know about how long you were on days?
Oh, maybe a month or two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you do for child care?
Well, as I say, well, my mother used to watch them for me if
mm-hmm.
I wasn't around, see? But they generally took care of themselves until I come home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I went on the night shift, so I could be with them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I say, I'd leave at the midnight shift,
mm-hmm.
and they would be asleep when I left, see. And the oldest one that was home, because the oldest one was in the hospital, but the other one was home.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of his brother. That's their picture up there.
Mm-hmm.
See where the three boys are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, do you remember roughly what time of year it was that you started working?
Well, it was cold because that's why I had to wear so many clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether I started in September or October. I think it was in September,
mm-hmm.
right after the kids went to school, you know. And, of course, it was cold then, but it was worse as the winter came on,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So this would be in 42
then? Yeah, in 42, yeah.
And you mentioned that you were in a union. There.
Well, I wasn't in the union there. I was in the union in California, North American. They wanted me to go in the union in Massachusetts in the
mm-hmm.
shipyard, but I wouldn't. I didn't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't join up.
So were you, you said you were a shop steward.
Yeah,
Could you do that without being in the
yeah,
union?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you would be looking after safety things?
Yeah.
Did, when you worked there, you talked about going, do you remember what your first day was like? Your first day?
Well, it was kind of different than something because I'd never done it before, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know whether I could do it or not, but they said I did a good job and everything. Especially welding. I could do overhead welding than I could do vertical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. But you get burnt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you got to watch the welders because if you look in their direction and when they strike that weld, you can go blind sometimes. You get these welders burned or something. And your eyes are really sore. You can't see for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to be careful of that. But I managed.
Were you, do you remember how you felt walking in there that first time?
Oh, I felt terrible. I was so embarrassed, you know. All the men standing in line, they're just watching us girls come in.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, of course, it was different from them, and of course, a lot of them had wise remarks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time I was down at the store, and there was some sailors that were from England. And they saying, oh, she works in the government place. She's a government worker, you know, because everybody could tell by the way we were dressed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the men made a lot of remarks and things?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then after a while, when they realized that the women were doing a good job, well, they felt different towards them, you know, but
mm-hmm.
of course they were kind of jealous
mm-hmm.
about it. But some of them were very nice, and you know, that. You know, try to help you, but others,
mm-hmm.
they say, well, if you're in here, you got to do the job, and they wouldn't give you any help at all, mm-hmm. you know. So.
You mentioned you were older than most of the women who were
yeah,
working there?
Yeah, I was, yeah. See, some of them were only young, but then they found out that the older women, they could depend on. The younger ones were just flirting around with the fellas, see.
Was there much of that going on there?
Yeah, I was going into different places sometimes, and I'd catch girls and fellas the other in the... It's dark, and you go in there, you have to use a flashlight, uh-huh. and I'd see them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did the men seem to, did the men seem to make a lot of passes at women, or...?
Well, they would have liked to. Some of them did, you know, but, they get strict orders, you know, to leave the women alone. We're there to do a job, mm-hmm. and that was it. Mm-hmm. And so after a while, everything calmed down, mm-hmm. and it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But a lot of the younger ones, though, they were just out there to have a good time, you know. Didn't care about working.
So as you would get, say, better at what you did, you started out just as a welder with the other women, and then you mentioned you became a welder's marker. Was that a promotion type of thing?
No, that was it was all in the same line. You had to know do a welder's marker job in order to know the size of the weld when you was welding. See,
mm-hmm.
you really start with the welder's marker and then
you
go into the welding. Yeah,
uh-huh.
See, that's what they do to test you. To see about if you know
mm-hmm.
the size of the weld and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, did many women do that?
Oh, well, there was a few that did that, but but some of them went right out onto the ships,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, oh, I wouldn't want to go on the ships.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. There's too many men out there and
mm-hmm.
liable to fall and get hurt and everything because, you know, the ships are high and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was bad enough where I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But I did mostly my work. It was right on the floor level.
Mm-hmm.
See? I'd have to mark all the welds. And then when the welders came along, they'd know what size to weld, and that would be it.
Did the company have any, special things, services for women? Or?
Well, no, I don't think they did. No, we were all together, you know. We all worked together.
All the women worked together?
Oh, no, the men and women worked
uh-huh.
together, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was really the men's job, and of course we were there to help, so we had to work in with the men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were a welder's marker, and then you said you moved to night shift.
Yeah.
Had you ever worked with anything mechanical before or done
no.
Things with your hands?
Oh, well, the only thing that I did it when I worked in a leatherette place or in a shoe shop,
mm-hmm.
I used to do French binding and, what else was it? Worked around the shoes and one time I made the French heels, you know,
mm-hmm.
covered French heels for the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd mentioned something like through the rollers.
Oh, yeah, that's when I hurt my finger.
And
yeah, in the leatherette, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's about all. And then, of course, you know, those other jobs you'd have to do with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to buff and put things through the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Box toes and counters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So eventually you did welding yourself then?
Oh yeah, I done welding.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember how you felt about as you...
Well, first I thought it was wonderful because it was something I had never done before and I got the knack of it and I could do it now. I was really proud about it, you know,
uh-huh.
to think that I could do it. And the boss said I did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was glad of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you work like an 8-hour shift?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have overtime?
Well, they didn't really like to give the women overtime, but if it was a necessity, why, we would. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you work overtime, you get time and a half. Right? But it wasn't very often that we worked. It was mostly the men. Of course, they had three shifts, see? So they really didn't need overtime because they had so many working on each shift. Yeah. And it was a big crowd.
Were you making more money than you had before?
Oh, yeah. I was making more money than you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you, what did you, I mean, do with the money that you're making at the job?
Well, I had to use it for the household and everything, you know, and buy the kids clothes and myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I could help my mother, I'd help her, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So most of your money went mainly for your expenses?
That's it, yeah.
Did you have anything left over, or was that pretty much?
Oh, I didn't have too much left over. Just enough to do me for one payday to the other, you know. Yeah. Because things are kind of expensive, and of course, nothing like what they are today.
With the,
we managed.
With the wartime shortages, did
oh,
you
yeah.
have any problems?
Oh, yeah, we used to, oh, no, this is World War One that I was thinking of. We'd have to have these stamps to go and get sugar. And flour and stuff like that, and every time I go down there, they'd close the window, all gone, and I'd cry, and I'd go home. I was only a kid, and I'd go home and I'd tell my mother, well, they haven't got me.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day I'd be down there bright and early, mm-hmm. so we could get some, but lots of times we couldn't get it.
I think they also had rationing during World War II.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But there was nothing like in World War I.
So you think it was worse?
Oh, in World War One, yeah,
Did the